The Wally Show podcast is our daily radio show heard live through the WayFM app each morning and hosted by Wally, Gavin, and me, Betty Rock. For more fun, be sure to connect with us at wayfm.com/Wally.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money.
Uplifting WayFM.
Here's a little something to help set the tone for the day. It's the Wally Show.
With everyone getting into the Halloween spirit, there is a viral trend going on where people all around the country are making up fake costumes.
Okay.
Okay, it's hilarious. So let me explain.
But not like actual costumes?
No, they're not actual costumes. So someone took a picture of a real Halloween costume in its packaging, something you see at your local Spirit Halloween store. Okay? And people are taking this photo, the original photo that someone took, and photoshopping out all the details and the photo as well of the costume and making their own costume. So, for instance, someone created a social media manager costume, and on the packaging you see this guy in pleated khakis and a collared shirt. And on the package it says, comes with an iPhone 14 Pro Max, Adobe Creative Cloud, and Irritable Bowel Syndrome.
Nice.
Oh my goodness.
So, I'm going to give you a description of one that was created. I want you to see if you can guess what it's trying to describe.
Love it.
Okay. The costume comes with grass and an iron deficiency.
Grass and iron deficiency? A fainting goat?
No, it's a person.
Oh, sorry. That was a good one, though.
Like a celebrity person?
No.
Or?
A vegetarian.
Oh.
Iron deficiency.
Yeah, like if you had like pasty white skin, that would have given it away for me.
Okay. How about this one?
And always irritable.
See if you can get this. This is supposed to be like, you know, people, not any kind of animal.
Got
okay,
it.
So comes with earplugs, sick dance moves, and parking anxiety.
Just a Gen Z-er?
No.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say like a dad, but then is it like
a dad what?
I don't know.
A dad at a concert.
Oh,
nice.
Yes. I was talking to someone the other day and they're like, man, I've gotten so old. Like, I don't even care about the end of the show. I just want to leave to beat the rush. I'm like, oh my gosh, that's me. I'm like, we are both 100.
Yep. Classic dad. Okay. Then this one is going to hit a little closer to home, maybe hurt a little bit. So this one comes with a dash of narcissism, three other part-time jobs, and a post from 10 years ago with a celebrity who just died. That's a radio host.
Yep, absolutely. That one is spot on, man. Uplifting WayFM, this is The Wally Show, and you must have cranky coworkers in your office, enough so that they made a national day out of it. Like, wow, okay, I did not realize it was that big of a deal, but apparently it is. And if you don't have a cranky coworker in your office, it's probably you. It's really how
odds
that works.
Are it's you.
There's no one cranky here. I beg to differ. And so Betty Rock had come across this thing, and I was like, okay, I get that, but what do you do about it? You know, like, what are you going to do?
Well, yeah, I mean, like, there's always a day for something, and so that's what today is, you know, celebrating your cranky coworkers. But ours is, how do you kind of deal with them? How do you try and turn their day around? Like, turn that frown upside down kind of situation.
Yeah, like your tips for making a coworker less cranky. Like, maybe you've had that really difficult person in your life, and because you spend a lot of time at work, mm-hmm. like, how did you redeem that relationship? How did you make it better? Because you can play into it and just drive them more nuts, you know, mm-hmm. But then everyone kind of loses at that point.
Well, yeah, and also, too, like, if you have a cranky coworker, I mean, their crankiness can rub off on everybody, bringing the whole team down, so it's really good, and I feel like you're looking. Well, then that's your own personal problem.
I feel like you're looking
if
at me.
If you're feeling a little self-conscious about what I'm saying, then that's your deal to work out on your own.
You're making me cranky.
I'm just saying that your tips could help someone like me figure out what to do.
Yeah, because the thing is, Betty is very much about like good vibes and positive headspace. And when things drive me crazy, like things that seem senseless or shouldn't work this way, I go nuts. And then she ends up like, okay, that's the first reaction. Let's get up and let's be happy. Like she, because I do understand how it can pull down the
yes.
room. Absolutely, I understand that. But that's how I work. So I guess I figured out I'm the cranky coworker. Okay, so maybe you have a tip. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's the number. That's how you can be on the show with us. We love having you on. And maybe this is something that would be good in this room as well. So if you ever had that difficult person that you worked with that you made maybe a little less cranky, 855-33-WAY-FM. So have you ever done something to make that situation with a coworker better?
Well, you need to kill them with kindness, but that doesn't mean that you can name your knife kindness.
Yes, exactly. So, I mean, that's kind of a biblical concept, too. You know, a soft answer turns away wrath. And so, you know, if you
really
can be proactive
work.
And be kind, that's probably a good strategy.
And also, if you pray for someone, it's really hard to be mad at someone you're praying for. So I have set an alarm on my phone to remind me every day to pray for that sandpaper buddy.
So now, like, when you pray for them, are you praying for them specifically? Like, God, do good things in their lives and make them happy and help me be a good example
yeah.
of my faith to them. Or are you praying that they'll get another job?
Well, I wouldn't mind if that happened. But no, mostly I'm praying.
If that's where the spirit yeah. leads, then
yes.
that's what you do.
Yeah.
What have you done to actually make that situation better? Because it's easy to pour gas on it, but what have you done constructively to improve it?
I have actually had that recently happen, and usually what I'll do is I will try to show them the blessings that they do have in their life. I asked one of the guys one time, I'm like, hey, I've got a question. How old are you? And he told me how old he was. I said, well, not to put the when I was your age, but when I was the same age you are, I was going through this, 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 and this. And you still have this, 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 and this. He goes, you're right. You know what? You should have been a motivational speaker.
But I think that's a good thing because you're kind of trying to change their perspective that things
right,
could
exactly.
be worse, you know, like it typically when someone is cranky, they are concentrating on one thing. They have their eye
right.
on one thing that's going wrong.
Right.
But if you try and remind them of all the good things that are happening around them, not only is it good for you, it's not only a good reminder for you, but it's also a great reminder for them.
Exactly.
I think what's really interesting, though, too, is it's not even about work stuff.
They're stressed about stuff.
Yeah, and so they're bringing that outside baggage into the workplace. And so if you deal with that, then you make work better and maybe make home better for them as well. So there you go. I think that's great advice, Jody, and it's probably something that somebody is going to latch onto today for sure.
I hope so.
Betty, don't try this with me because it won't work.
Name one thing you're thankful for.
I'm thankful for you.
Exactly. I will remind you of that next time, Wally.
No, please don't.
Uplifting WFM.
You've heard of history. Well, this is Herstory with Betty Rock.
Bella Rasmussen. She is making history at her high school. She's the first girl in the state of California to score 2 touchdowns in a game for high school varsity football.
Really?
Wow.
Okay. So
yeah.
Women on historically guy football
yes,
teams.
Okay. Exactly. And she's keeping up. Her mom is not surprised, though. Bella grew up with brothers who played, and she wanted to get in as well.
She was always pushing the envelope. She was always super ambitious. She was super physical, always wanted to be rough and tough.
And you may think that since she's a girl, the coach takes it easy on her.
Sure.
But actually, that's not the case. She gets just as much training as the guys, and she's able to keep up. I mean, these guys are taller than her, bigger than her, but she keeps up with them. And she actually isn't afraid of guys who are typically way bigger than her that are ready to tackle.
If I don't do my job, if I don't protect myself and do what I'm taught to do, then yeah, I absolutely could get hurt. But I think at the end of the day, it comes down to you got to be the hammer, not the nail.
Yeah.
That is tough. I'm curious if, like, other guys, when they're playing, know it's a girl they're playing against, and so do they pull up and not hit as hard, or some of the guys I played football with would have hit her as hard as they could, you know, to make a point, you know, like quit.
I don't know. I think that they would want, like, I'm sure she would want them to treat her the same way they would treat anyone else, because if she can tackle them, you talk about a huge success for her.
Oh, I mean,
a big embarrassment for them.
Oh, absolutely.
But how awesome for her.
I'll tell you, I have a feeling that when I played football, there were people on the other team that were like, is that a girl on the other side? Like a really short girl?
Is that a long blonde ponytail?
Yeah, exactly. Let's get it. You know, that's what happened to me. I just got clobbered. Well, there you go. Breaking some ground. It's Herstory.
Coffee shops, poolside, back porch, picnic table at the park, at your kid's soccer practice. Just about anywhere can be your classroom when you decide to go back to school online at Colorado Christian University.
I know I got my degree online, and I actually did a homework at a campsite. I was sitting around a campfire writing a paper. That is where I did some of my work that weekend. So life doesn't have to stop just because you go back to school to better yourself. You can work towards this future and this goal that you want to accomplish, and it doesn't have to totally consume you or derail your normal life with friends, your family, or what have you.
And you can earn accredited degrees from Colorado Christian without ever setting foot on campus.
So there really shouldn't be an excuse to not going back to school. If it's something you really want to do, you can do it. And all you have to do is go to ccu.edu/Wally to learn more. And the other really important thing is that Colorado Christian is committed to cultivating the mind without compromising the heart. So check it out, ccu.edu/Wally.
Uplifting Way FM.
If you're a little sluggish in the morning, then News-ish is your speed.
You burned your foot on a Foreman grill.
I like waking up to the smell of bacon. Sue me.
It's the Wally Show.
Pretty soon, if you're getting into an Uber, you might want to say cheese because Uber announced that its drivers in certain cities are going to be able to use front-facing cameras to record rides to protect themselves as well as customers. And the idea is that if everyone knows they're on camera, then maybe people will be a little more responsible for their actions.
That's pretty sad.
Yeah, I mean, it is sad. And you hate to get to that point, but you see some of these things for these poor drivers that are just horrific.
Oh, I've seen people get beat up.
Yeah.
Because they pick up people like late at night, and if they're under the influence, they'll just do random things that are terrible.
Well, it's a pilot program they're testing out, and passengers will be notified when you go to book your ride if it's going to be a video recording ride. And if you don't feel comfortable with that, you can cancel that one at no extra cost. But they said they've seen many instances where the technology has helped us determine the best course of action after a safety incident. And, you know, they feel that people will actually feel safer using it. Like if there's a video record of it, I would rather my daughter use that ride.
I would much rather prefer that. I wouldn't want to take one if it didn't have a camera.
I think another good feature, if you got the camera anyway, is one that you could do selfies on, and then they could print them out for you right then and there.
Make it like a photo booth.
Yeah, exactly. Like, that would be so great, right? They did say that the driver recordings will be encrypted and not stored on the driver's device, so they have no access to them. It's funny because they go, no one has access to them. Wait a minute. Like, even Uber doesn't have access to them because I guess it's a third party. So basically, if nothing happens, the data disappears in 7 days. But if there's an incident, then the driver attaches the encrypted file to a report that gets sent to Uber, and then it's decrypted by this other company.
So I wouldn't be surprised if I'm watching Dateline one night and they're like, and then we had video evidence.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They said they're doing it in the pilot cities of Cincinnati, Louisville, and New York City. And I'm curious if they chose those because that's like where they've already had the most incidents.
Ooh.
Or kind of random. I'm not sure,
yeah,
but that's it's rolling out there. Oh, and the other thing, too, they said they're going to have their app make less left turns. So that's nice. I guess it's harder to get there. People argue like, why would you take a left turn here? You're turning across traffic. And so then you need the camera because they're arguing about directions. And they're both interconnected there. So, okay. Hopefully that'll be a thing that they roll out nationwide because I think it's very beneficial. Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show. If you've gone to like the Halloween costume store to look for a costume, you see all the bags of them and you go, oh, I recognize that. And then you read the title and you're like, wait a minute. That's not, whoever, because there are copyright laws. And so when you're trying to create something that looks like somebody that has a copyright, you can't just do that. So what they do is they make up names for each of these costumes.
It's like a B-rated costume of someone that's well-known.
So we thought we'd play a little game here, okay? And here's the deal. I'm going to give you what it says on the package. And if you get it right from the name, you get 2 points. If you need a hint, you only get 1 point, okay? But the thing is, you need to get 5 total points, but you only get 4 questions.
Ooh.
So
oh, no.
That's going to make it a little more challenging, okay? So here's an example. And this should be, this one's easy, I'll be honest with you. You should get this one. Gavin, especially. The costume is a boy of the rings. What costume is that?
Oh, like being a... oh, my goodness.
You,
a hobbit.
Okay.
Wow.
The terror in his eyes right there, because what he just realized, where he couldn't instantly come up with hobbit, is he was going to lose his Lord of the Rings card.
Where's my credibility? Nerd
card? Yeah, like his friends were going to be like, Gavin, you're out. No Lord of the Rings.
I would have no friends. Yeah.
But is he right?
He is right, yes.
Okay, good.
But a boy of the rings is what they would call it?
A hobbit is like this like short little character that looks like he'd be a kid.
Yeah. So when they say, oh, who are you? Are you a hobbit? No, I'm a boy of the rings.
Exactly. Okay, so Gavin, you would have gotten 2 points.
Sweet.
So you'd be on the road to victory here. So that's how we're going to play. Yours might be a little more challenging. 855-33 Way FM.
Dramatic pause.
Dramatic pause.
Or are you
just
burping?
Make sure. We'll go with dramatic pause. 855-33-WAY-FM. If you want to play our little costume game, we'll do it right now. Uplifting Way FM. This is The Wally Show. Amber, welcome. We're going to play a little game with you.
Thank you.
And this is based on Halloween costumes at stores. They have copyrights, and so you can't just be some celebrity or whatever. So they have different names for them. The way it works is I'm going to give you what the name of the costume is. If you get it right without a hint, you get 2 points. If you need a hint, you only get 1 point. If you get enough points right, you will win. So basically 4 questions and you got to get 5 points. So here we go. Costume number one, it's just simply labeled missing boy costume.
Missing boy.
Missing boy. What do you think? Why do you have to give me a hard one at the very beginning?
I know. Do you want your hint?
Yes, please.
Okay, missing boy costume. No one's sure where's this kid at.
No one's sure where.
Where's this kid at? Missing boy. Can't find him. Can't see him.
This is tough.
We're going to have to move on. It's Where's Waldo?
Sorry. Yeah. Oh, dang.
Yeah, it's okay. All right, here we go. Plastic Man.
What?
And I know you're thinking superhero. It's not a superhero by any stretch of the imagination.
Plastic
Actually, a celebrity man. Entertainer.
Oh.
I'm trying to think of a celebrity that's had a lot of work done, like plastic surgery.
Oh, Michael Jackson?
Oh, you got it!
Really?
Yes!
I wasn't going to get that.
Okay, well, that wasn't my hint, so Betty gave you one, and so I'm going to give you the points anyway. That is 2 points. Nicely done.
All right.
Okay, you're back in this thing. Here we go. Little Orange Factory Worker.
Little Orange Factory Worker.
And not so much like their outfit, but like their skin. Little Orange Factory Worker.
So someone whose skin is orange.
Mm-hmm. Now, I am colorblind, so I could be wrong on this.
No, you're right.
Oh, am I? Okay.
Yeah.
Is it Oompa Loompa?
Oompa Loompa's right! Oh, my goodness! That is 2! Okay, here's the deal. You are down to needing only 1 point, and you have 1 question left. You could do this. Listen carefully, okay, to this question.
Okay.
Because, actually, the answer is in the title. So, here you go. A lad in a costume.
Aladdin?
Aladdin is right! Nicely done! Congratulations! I gotta tell you, after that first one, Amber, I thought we were keeping our prize, but no, we get to send it to you!
Yay! Thank you!
The kid's so excited. This is great.
They are. They helped me a little bit.
Well, it sounds like that might have helped you a lot. And congratulations, Amber and family. You guys are winners today.
Thank you so much.
Uplifting Way FM. This is The Wally Show, and we are fans of learning things here on the show because, I mean, you can never stop growing. And Betty Rock came up with a great idea for us to do with different celebrities or different artists that we have on the show called Teachable Moment.
Yeah, it's where I want someone to come in and show us something that they know how to do, and the weirder the better, but a talent that they have, and teach Wally and I how to do that talent. And so we had Lisa Turkhurst in. You probably know her from her best-selling books. She's a best-selling author, but she has a new one that's coming out. And so we asked her, hey, what is something you, what's a talent you can teach us? Turns out she knows how to cut a deck of cards with one hand.
Amazing skill. Like, it's always impressive. If you're ever at a party and you can do this, like, and just like nonchalantly, oh, deck of cards, I'll cut it. And you're like, what? It's pretty impressive.
And we were impressed. Now, one of us was able to land it.
Yeah.
The other, not so much.
Pull it under. Pull it
No, for the love, I just need bigger hands. Oh. No one touch me.
It's like teaching a monkey to use tools. You did it. You're a miracle worker.
Now, could he do it again?
No.
I have to tell you, that's next to the birth of my daughter, probably the proudest moment of my life and my wedding. But wedding, birth of daughter, proudest moment, cutting cards with one hand.
Right. It was pretty impressive. Yeah. It's even more impressive when you can actually see it. And so we have the video for you. If you text the word card to 91979, we'll send you a link to the video. That's card to 91979.
I will warn you ahead of time, have a deck of cards with you when you do this, because you will want to try it. Mm-hmm. Like, there's no way you can watch this video and not go, I need to try to learn how to cut a deck of cards.
Well, because she makes it so easy, and she explains it really well, but she has really good hands.
Yeah.
And mine, I think, are stubby. Mm-hmm. So I just couldn't really grasp on. I need more practice.
Well, you know what? But too, and I even brought this up with her. She ran with a rougher crowd than you did. And so it's natural. She learned this at 3 years old.
That's right. She was wearing a leather jacket.
Right.
Who am I to compare myself?
Anyway, if you want to check it out, it's definitely a skill that is worth learning on our Teachable Moment with Lisa Turkhurst. Just text the word card to 91979 and we'll send you that link.
And now for some good news.
Yeah! Uplifting Way FM. This here's the Wally Show. A little good news giddy up, a roundup, if you will, of three good news stories designed to make you feel better today. So, good news giddy up. Betty Rock, would you do me the honors and please go first?
Yes, there was a 17-year-old named Allison. She just won the Miss Dallas Teen USA pageant last week. And it's a big deal because her service dog was with her on stage as she was handed the bouquet and the crown.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
She suffers from epilepsy, and the dog helps alert her before she has a seizure.
Oh, wow.
And I saw the video, too. They put a little crown on him as
did
well.
Did they really?
Oh, that's nice. Deserving.
It was really cute.
Although it's like the dog's like, really? A crown? Could I have something different? That, you know?
I'll take a biscuit.
Yeah, exactly. I don't do a lot of lottery stories, like people winning the lottery, but this one was kind of funny. Dude won $25,000 on a jackpot, and he was playing the numbers from the broken odometer on his truck, which is so great.
Wow.
It was stuck at 82,466 miles, so he played that, and he won. So there you go.
That's awesome.
Maybe I should try that.
Hey, we needed to buy a new truck, obviously. Yeah. So, Gavin, good news, giddy up, go.
There was a 12-year-old girl in Arizona. She got struck by lightning and her heart actually stopped. But her dad did CPR, brought her back, and she's going to be okay.
Holy cow. Turns out
he is a Marine veteran who served in Iraq and Afghanistan, so he's actually very good under pressure.
Yeah, you know what to do,
too.
That's good. I really want to take a first aid kit.
Class.
You know what? Good thing. First, I need to learn the distinction between the two before I help anybody. All right, that's going to do it for your good news, giddy up.
I'll never forget taking my first compassion trip, and we went to Ghana, Africa. When we got there to the site, there was this little girl. She was 6 years old. I later found out her name was Vivian, and she would not let go of my hand. She followed me everywhere I went on that site. And later, I got to meet her family. I met her mother and her siblings, and they all lived in this little mud hut. I mean, it wasn't big at all. And when I looked at Vivian, she had the biggest smile on her face. And she was just happy to be there, just happy to be with us. And it made such an impact in my life that I wanted to sponsor her right then and there. Because of my sponsorship for Vivian through Compassion, I'm able to write letters back and forth with her. I'm now getting updated photos. And now I think she's even taller than me, which is crazy to think. But I'm also able to see how my sponsorship is providing the food, clean water, and other support that she needs and her family needs to live the best life possible. And I can only imagine now with the pandemic, war, and weather disasters, there are so many other families like Vivian's who are dealing with hunger. So maybe you want to make an impact and sponsor your own Vivian. Just click the Compassion banner when you go to wayfm.com.
It's today's Music Insider with Gavin.
TMI, my friends.
Lauren Daigle recently posted a video on her Instagram where she talked about an experience she had at a concert where she got to talk to a man who was recently released from prison. And it was really cool to hear in this particular story the faith that this man's mom actually had in her son getting released from prison and how Lauren Daigle was, in a way, actually kind of involved in that.
He did not know earlier this year that he was going to get his parole. His mother bought two tickets to this show and said, "I believe that you are going to get out and that you're going to be able to make the show." And 2 weeks ago, Carlos became a free man and he is now at the show tonight for his birthday.
Oh, that's kind of cool. That's really cool. That is faith of his mom. Because those are not refundable.
No, that's true.
No. So good on her. I love that.
How did they get the word to Lauren Daigle, I wonder? Like, how did she know all this?
She said that they were doing like Q&As before the concert. And so he was part of the Q&A and got to tell her that story. I do like when artists do that type of stuff to have that more emotional connection with their audience. Because especially someone like Lauren Daigle, she puts on these very big shows. So it's hard it's cool to see her have that connection with a couple individuals like that.
Also, Carlos might have been, he saw a girl that he was interested in. He was wanting to ask her out. And then Lauren Daigle ruins it by saying, "He just got released.
Like, he's here with his mom.
No, yeah, stop. Yes. Stop."
There you go. That's going to do it for your TMI. Thank you, Gavin.
You want me on that wall. You need me on that wall.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. Every week we bring in Pastor Chad. He is over our prayer and care team. And one of those things is the prayer wall at wayfm.com where people can post prayer requests and have them prayed for. Pretty cool thing. And so we just kind of talk about some of the stuff going on there.
Yeah, this morning I noticed this a little bit longer prayer request, but I just thought the context of it was incredible because it hits my heart as a father of five in incredible ways. It's from a lady named Courtney saying, "I would like to pray for my precious little boy. He's 2 years old and is very strong-willed. He has a little bit of aggression, and at school, when he plays with friends, he gets in trouble. And it's become a real issue because they want me to have him go see a behavioral therapist. Oh. He's such a great kid, and he's so smart. He even got to move up into a more advanced class, but I'm just struggling as a parent right now."
Oh, yeah, that's hard, especially if the school's like, "Hey, he might be a little dangerous."
Yeah.
And then you're like, "Really?" Because you're like, "I think he's just high strung." And they're like, "Ah, no." So that's got to be scary.
And it's so hard as a parent. And I just, as I would pray for this person, and even as write back Courtney and just encourage her, number one, it's so easy as a parent to get your identity from your kids in such a hard place because they're crazy and you just don't ever know what you're getting with your kids. And so I have five kids. We've raised them all the same way and they all are so different from one another. So if I take my identity from one of them, I could feel like either a complete winner or a complete loser.
Well, and as a pastor too, everyone looks at the pastor's kids and they expect the pastor's kids to be careful. Betty and I were just talking about this the other day. We're like, "Man, his kids." No, I'm just kidding. No, but you're like, and it's such an unrealistic expectation because parenting is not an exact science, and you have kids that you could do everything right and do the best job with them, and it's not going to matter. They're going to do their own thing, and that's hard. And your point about the identity, and I get that because I struggled through that too. Like, I wanted my kid to be perfect because she was a reflection of me. Mm-hmm. And as a public figure, if she acted the fool, then I felt it looked bad on me. And that's like totally the wrong way to parent, like, and the wrong motivation for, you know, bringing her up.
Well, you hit it on the head there, too, with pastor's kids. So any of the pastor's wives or pastors listening right now, that's the encouragement for you, too. And that's something my wife and I had to face, is that this cannot be our identity. They are their own thing, and we need to parent them as if our job didn't matter what they did or didn't do. And so trying to separate that. And then also, secondly, just being reminded to do what's best for your kids. Sometimes we want to do, because we live out of that, we want to do what's best for us or what makes us feel like we're a success or not. And this may be one of those cases where doing the best for your kid is maybe going to see the behavioral therapist. Mm-hmm. Maybe it is going to get your kid counseling or tutoring or whatever it may be. Don't feel like you're failing them by having to help them go the second mile. But do what's best. And if there's any guilt or fear that are coming from your community around you, really reevaluate that, because what's best for your kid may not be what's best for other people's kids, and the judgment cannot flow there.
And it's, I mean, I'm honestly, like, full disclosure, like, I felt like a failure as a parent when my daughter was like, I want to talk to a counselor. I'm like, why not me? Or what did I do wrong? Yeah. How did I not do this? What did I not see? You know, and I really genuinely felt like I messed up and I was a bad parent because of that. And mm-hmm. and that's not the case. And I know that outside, but I still wrestle through
that.
I have
a kid
as well.
In counseling right now.
Yeah. And it's hard. I mean, and so you're right, though. Like, you have to lay that down as a parent to do what's best and right for your kids. So there you go. Some of the wisdom from Pastor Chad that you can get at the Prayer Wall. Just check out wayfm.com or text the word pray to 91979 and we'll send you a link. Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show. We're going to do a little who on the show, okay? Going to ask a very simple question. And there's not a right or wrong answer inside of this, but I'm just really curious as to how you will answer this question and why, okay? Betty Rock, did you grow up babysitting at all as a young girl? Okay, so you made money that way. Mm-hmm. What was the most an hour you used to make? Like $6 an hour,
does
10 bucks.
Does pet sitting count too?
No, just people
$10.
Sitting. $10 an hour, even back then. Wow, that's pretty
bad.
Impressive.
Make
no.
Make me sound old.
Well, yeah. It's, I mean, because now kids are getting like doctor money. Like, it'd be $200 an hour, please. So I am curious, who on the show would you let babysit your kids? Gavin, Betty Rock, or myself? Now, I grew up with siblings, and so I have babysat before. I had... 4 siblings. We now have 3. Don't want to discuss it. We had one bad babysitting. I have them all. No, I have them all. So I have skills. I have babysitting skills. Gavin?
I grew up babysitting my little brother and little sister. The only thing that I struggle with is that I'm no authoritarian over people, so a kid can walk all over me.
Not a great selling point for you, Gavin.
Oh, yeah, I shouldn't have said that.
Okay, so who on the show would you let babysit and why? That's it. That's all you got to tell us. I'm real curious about your answers and as to why you choose them. 855-33-WAY-FM. So based on what you know about us now as adults, who would be the best fit for your kids? 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll take yours now. Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show. Rachel, thank you for joining us for Who on the Show. Very simple question. All you have to do is tell us who on the show you would let babysit your kids and why. First of all, how many kids do you have?
I have 3.
I'm out. I'm outnumbered. I'm outnumbered at 3. No, okay. I'll stay in. So who would you choose to babysit your kids and why?
Betty Rock, because I feel like she would feed my children well.
Mm-hmm. She does love food.
And properly, not like, you know, Cheerios and junk food type stuff.
Yeah.
So,
see, I would be the fun uncle, you know, like, hey, here comes the babysitter, Wally. He's great, and he always brings over fries or
and
something.
And yeah, maybe the house might catch on fire. Or yeah, maybe a rabid dog will get in. But you know what? It's always fun.
Part of the adventure. You know, with me, it's always an adventure. Yeah. You're going to get your kids back in the same shape that you left them with, Betty. And so that's, if you want that, that's fine. All right, Ellen, you're up. Who on the show would you let babysit your kids and why?
You, Wally, 100%.
Oh, I don't think Betty Rock saw that coming.
I'd like to know why.
So the reason why is because my kids and I love to pick on each other. Out of love, of course.
Yes.
And I just think that Wally would fit right in.
I love it. See, people don't understand that sarcasm and picking is kind of a love language. It's really weird. Like, my daughter, she became kind of a product of her generation, which drives me nutso. Because we grew up kind of picking on each other and having fun. But now she gets offended by things. And you're like, really? What happened to you?
Are the things you're saying offendable?
No, they're funny. See, Ellen gets it.
I do. Now, I will say mine are teenagers, so I understand the generational gap thing. And they often suggest that we have a reality show, and I have to remind them that we would totally get canceled.
I love it. You sound like my kind of family. You know what, Ellen? I'll do it for free.
Awesome. There's three of them, and they're teenagers. So come on, Wally.
I came here in a time machine that you invented.
Great Scott.
Now I need your help to get back in time.
Uplifting Way FM, this is the Wally Show. It is Friday, which means one thing and one thing only. It is time to time machine. That's right, we're going back in time, musically that is, and we have to have somebody that's taken us back there, and today that is Neil. Neil, I'm going to need you to give us a credit card, first of all, for incidentals.
okay, do you want my social security number?
If you don't mind, and your mother's maiden name, that's the only way we're funding this thing.
And in the past, we have needed to know what your blood type was. Yep. Don't ask any questions. We just need to know.
All right.
So
no
if you could provide all of that and the song that you would like us to go back in time to, that would be greatly appreciated.
All right. I'll start with my social.
So what song do you want, Neil?
Paradigm by Altogether Separate.
Altogether Separate. I do not know this band at all. So what year, Betty Rock, are we setting the time machine to?
It looks like we're going back to 1998.
Nice.
And in 1998, that was the first year we were given electronic tickets when we flew. So American Airlines, that was the first airline to offer electronic ticketing.
Oh, wow.
Well, I remember I didn't trust those either because, like, you would get them on your phone and then half the time they didn't work. And I always want, here's my paper ticket.
Yep.
Just like the old way.
But now you see people with their phones and they're always scanning that. No one has a paper or card anymore, except for Wally.
Yep. So, Neil, why did you pick Paradigm by Altogether Separate?
It kind of started out as a song. I just heard like the last half of it and I was like, hey, I like that song. And then I got the CD and I would play it. And my daughter, she was about 3 and she was always with me in the car. And one day I noticed she was singing along to it. And then it became a lullaby for my youngest daughter, Emily. When she was about 1.5 years, she'd take about half the song and she'd pass out while I was walking her in the rocking chair. So.
Well, any song that can knock a crying kid out is all right by me. So I've never heard this song before, and I'm going to get to enjoy it for the first time. All the way back to 1998, it's Paradigm by Altogether Separate. Thank you, Neil.
Woohoo!
Here's hoping Wally doesn't fall asleep at the wheel on the time machine.
Being the parent of like a little kid, I think has gotten a lot harder than when I was raising my daughter. She's 23 now, and man, I got to tell you, the decisions you have to make and the things you have to monitor and protect your children from today has gotten a lot harder. What do you give them that's still entertaining, but also aligns with your values? You know, we've talked about Way FM being a product that you don't have to filter, but like if you got Netflix in your house, you got to have the filter on.
And even Disney Plus, you have the same problem.
Oh, well, I'll tell you, Disney Plus has been disappointing to me as a parent. And some of the things they've chose to put on there. And like, you got to watch it, you know? And that's why it's so nice to have something. If I was raising little kids, I would do PureFlix subscription, man, because you've got content on there that you're not having to filter out. And as a parent, I mean, I know we want to be involved in our kids' lives, but sometimes you need to park them in front of the TV and take 10 minutes to yourself. That's why PureFlix is a great option for families. You got family stuff, obviously. They're even dabbling in some drama.
Oh.
Yes. And PureFlix originals. Like, I saw the movie on their Strong Fathers, Strong Daughters. And I have to tell you.
You cried.
I did. There was three times. Not once, three times.
I did.
I wept and I was moved and it was a great movie. And I think if I was raising my child now, I think PureFlix would be definitely a part of my family's entertainment plan.
So if you'd like to try PureFlix, text PURE, that's P-U-R-E, to 91979 to get your 1 week free trial. Faith and Family Entertainment with no ads on your favorite devices.
Uplifting Way FM.
If it ain't broke,
it's What Your People magazine would sound like with a southern accent.
Don't fix it.
It's The Rock Report with Betty Rock.
It's been around 6 months since the tragic passing of country music legend Naomi Judd. Mm. She's best known for the top music hits she released with her oldest daughter, Wynonna Judd, as the country music duo, The Judds.
Mama, he's crazy.
And I didn't know this, but in a recent interview, Naomi's youngest daughter, actress Ashley Judd, you've probably seen her in many films, she admitted that she, as well as many of her other family members, are still suffering from grief, and they know it because of their inability to keep their balance. I didn't know this, but if you, I don't mean it to sound funny, but when you fall down a lot, then it means that you're still grieving. I actually looked this up. There is research to it.
No.
Yes. Yes. So.
I have a theory as to why. Can I give you my theory and then you can tell me if it's accurate?
Yeah.
My theory is that maybe you're tired so much. Because when my daughter was young, she would get tired and she would trip on her own feet, basically. She wouldn't walk as you know, plainly. Mm-hmm. And so is that it?
I think it's a combination of many things. So other physical symptoms of grief include nausea, headaches, dry mouth, and stomach pain. And I think when you're dealing with all of that, plus the sadness, the emotional part of it, you're not getting a lot of sleep or you're not eating well. And that can mess with your balance. I think it just plays a part in it. In a recent interview, Naomi claims that when her emotions were high, she found herself falling. She actually fractured her leg after a fall shortly after her mom passed. Yes. So she also claims that close family members did the same thing. They didn't break their leg or anything like that, but they've had many falls, like falling downstairs or falling to get out of the car. But she is actually using this situation to do her some good. It's giving her the ability to heal physically and emotionally. So she said it's allowed her to grieve. It allowed her to stop what she was working on in that moment and grieve the process of missing her mom.
I have never heard that before. Never.
I haven't either. I had no idea.
And it might also, too, like if there's legit something to it, you think about people who have spent their lives together, you know, 40, 50, 60 years together, and then one of them dies, and then you see the other one's health decline.
Yeah.
And a lot of times they have falls, and you're like, you just attribute it to old age, but maybe it has something to do with the other grief part of this.
Yeah, they really can't tie it in.
Yeah.
But their best guess is that it's a combination of a lot of things that are working against you.
Interesting.
And especially, too, like if you're in a situation where you never know what's going to bring around that grief feeling, like you think, oh, I've gotten past it, and then something triggers you and it brings you right back to it. There could be a situation where you just want to flee that situation. Yeah. You know, it's things like that.
I watched Betty Rock walk into a McDonald's. They were like, we're out of nuggets, and she fell on her face. Just sheer grief, just pow, went straight to the ground.
Tears automatically.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, that's going to do it for your your Rock Report. Whoa, I went old school there. Rock Report, lady, here on The Wally Show. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and I did not know I was on the cusp of something that is taking the world by storm, pickleball. It's like table tennis and tennis combined. And I know Betty Rock makes jokes. It's a lot of old people that play and stuff like that. And there's a little bit of truth to that. But like LeBron James has a professional pickleball team. There are professionals that play the game. And it's a lot of fun, actually.
Oh, yeah. I've played it before with my friends. Mm-hmm. Some of them from the older generation.
Sure. Yeah, yeah.
But I think it's becoming kind of this like new culture phenomenon of people like just wanting to start this hobby.
There's this couple online. They were actually on The Amazing Race too, and they do like funny videos. A guy quit his job to do like funny videos with his family, and they did one about pickleball.
People are lined up to play pickleball.
Is this like a popular sport?
Is that a pickleball vanity plate
on a Tesla?
Is pickleball the future?
Kevin Durant plays pickleball. Jamie Foxx is in a pickleball commercial.
So wait, there are teams and professional pickleball players?
LeBron James owns a pickleball team?
So it's an actual sport.
See, this is the progression of pickleball. That's step one. You're like, what? Okay, you're kind of getting, you know, used to the idea, but then you try it.
There is a pickleball option on my watch, so I mean, I guess I could just get credit for exercise.
Ah.
Feels pretty good.
I mean, I guess I could upgrade these paddles or buy some new clothes.
I have multiple paddles, and I want a new one. So I refused, though. The other day, my wife was shopping, and she was in Utah or something like that, and there was, like, a sports store she was in, and they sold pickleball shoes, like tennis shoes. They even said pickleball on them. I'm like, no. She's like, do you want these? I'm like, absolutely not.
Because you have to be on the cutting edge.
Yeah.
You know, like, you want to be in pickleball, but still cool.
Exactly.
Which I'm not sure.
And those Velcroed.
Is that possible?
He's not getting those. And then finally, you become obsessed with the sport.
I want to take a lesson. Or two. Or like a package of 12.
Go with the 12. It's better value.
Yep. We're pickleballers.
This is who we are now.
Honey, how long have we been here?
3 hours.
What? I'm going to see if we can get somebody to get the kids from school.
They can walk home.
Yeah, 3 miles will do them some good. Don't know if you noticed, but I upgraded our paddles.
Yes.
What do you think?
That honeycomb polymer gives me maximum spin.
I know. I think we're ready for a tournament.
Should we open a pickleball-themed restaurant?
Yes!
Serve pickles and like pickle flavored things.
Yeah. See, that's where you get. That's where you get. You get obsessed. I play twice a week now, and I am obsessed. I have multiple paddles.
and you get very, what's the word?
Competitive.
Competitive.
Yeah.
Yes.
You don't see many. I don't see other 54-year-olds out there diving for shots. I do.
Throwing their paddles down, be like, come on!
Yeah, I take it. I'm very intense, but I'm also very encouraging. Like I'm a fun person to play with. So here's the deal, though. I like when I get into something and on it. I'm all in. I played pickleball for the first time on a cruise, and me and my friend Greg were like, yeah, let's play. We'd get up in the morning and play. We kind of learned it, and I'm like, I came back, I'm like, this is the best ever. I went and bought paddles, and I thought he was going to buy paddles the same day. Bought no paddles.
Aww.
He has yet to play pickleball
Greg.
With me.
Wah,
I know.
Wah.
Yeah, Gregor Bear. You're the worst. And so, but I go all in sometimes, you know, maybe prematurely. I don't know.
It's an obsession.
Yeah, absolutely. So, what is that last thing? I'm curious for you as a woman, like, what is the last thing your guy really obsessed over? Because I think guys tend to do this maybe more so than women do. We're all in real quick. We don't think about things a lot of times. So 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. I'd love to hear about your guy's obsession. Kim, what is that thing that your guy like quickly obsessed over?
Dirt bikes.
Oh, that's an expensive hobby.
Still obsessed over them.
Has his hobby ever led to some serious injuries?
A couple. I used to go and videotape and take pictures at the races. And one time he went over a jump and I see all the other people coming out, but not him. And then all of a sudden I see him stumble and go back and he had endoed.
I never got into dirt biking. I wanted a dirt bike so badly as a kid. Oh my gosh. But we could never afford it. My friend had one, and so I would go over to his house, and all I wanted to do was ride his dirt bike.
Right.
And because he owned one as a kid, he was like, I don't want to do that today. Let's go do that. I'm like, what? What is wrong with you? And I never got to ride his dirt bike. And so my whole life, I thought when I was old enough to buy a dirt bike, I would buy a dirt bike, and then I never did.
I think it's for the best. You're always trying to prove something.
Yeah.
And I don't want you to hurt yourself.
Well, the closest I've gotten is mountain biking. But now I'm thinking, you know what, Kim, you're right. I need to take up dirt biking,
nope.
Kim.
Nope, bad idea.
I think at 54, that's probably the ideal age to start putting your body through something that
bad
traumatic.
Bad idea.
You'd probably love it.
Well, I'd die with a smile on my face. Probably on my first ride, too. Has your guy ever, like, seriously obsessed over something and gone all in?
Absolutely. Board games.
Really? Okay, this kind of feels like a Gavin thing.
Yeah, he, just in the last couple years, especially with our third child, he has gone all in on board games. We have about 150 board games.
Well, at least that's a good thing. It's like board games to play with the family. Like, does he have every version of Monopoly and Chutes and Ladders?
Well, unfortunately, it's more in-depth than just Monopoly. It's really complicated and, you know, games that people have never heard of.
What's his favorite one?
He used to like Gloomhaven.
Do you play any of them with him?
I mean, he kind of forces me to play with them. But yeah, I play with them. We'll have ones that he and I will play, and then ones we'll play as a family.
Is he a good loser? There it is.
Yeah.
I could see that one coming a mile away.
Yeah.
Well, Teresa, I appreciate you being on the show with us. Thank you. All right, Alyssa, you're up. What is that thing your guy obsesses over?
Currently, his obsession is wet shaving products.
Okay, I mean, he wants to keep that face baby soft for you. That's nothing wrong with that.
Well, it's scruffy.
So is wet shaving stuff expensive? Like, I have a beard, so I don't shave anymore. I hate shaving so much.
Yeah, well, everything combined, it's becoming expensive.
Does he look better now that he's doing it?
You know, he keeps it trimmed up. He still has a beard, but, like, currently he's trying the goatee thing. Oh, it's okay.
Doesn't sound like he's pulling it off.
Not for me.
At one point, Wally had to shave his whole beard off.
Yeah.
And in the process, as it was happening, I remember his wife, Marty, texting me. She was watching it live, and she was like, I'm literally crying. Yeah. I'm literally crying right now. She hated it.
She watched someone before her very eyes that she loved get grotesque.
Like, he has no neck.
Yeah, exactly. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and I'm super sad because it's that time of year now where candy corn is going to go away. You know, it comes out for Halloween, and everything is right in the world, and it's glorious. I've already gone through 5 bags. Then, yeah, seriously.
Just 5?
Yeah, thank you. And then it will go away, and it should be a year-round candy for sure, but now... I go through like a grieving process, and I'm in those stages of grief. And one of the ways that I have come to deal with things is musically, which, you know, Betty Rock, music heals people. And that's why I put my love of candy corn into a song, in the form of my alter ego, Mist Beats.
Mist Beats?
Mist.
Like M-I-S-S? Like a girl?
E-D. No. E-D. Like Mist Beats.
Yeah, got it. Mist Beats.
Every once in a while, rhythm is a problem. It doesn't always get you, as it turns out. And so...
Gloria Estefan was wrong.
Yes, she was dead wrong. And so this is a song I wrote about candy corn to really, and my love of this wonderful confectionery treat.
Listen up and I start to flap my gums about the sweet candy corn. The sugary goodness in pyramid form. White and yellow with orange in the middle. It makes my belly go like McRibs and my sweet rhymes. Candy corn's here for a limited time.
So there you go, another Miss Beats classic.
And if you would like to see that, you can text corn to 91979 in all its amazingness.
You didn't really sell the amazingness.
I didn't. I couldn't sell myself on it. So,
but you can still see it, though.
Well, that's the end, but it doesn't have to be. Check out our Aftercast. It's new stuff you didn't hear in the podcast. Be sure to rate us on iTunes as well as connect with us on social media. That's Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. And if you'd like to join our Facebook group made exclusively for you potties, the link is in the description of this podcast. Thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.